So it seems scientists have revealed 15 little habits that can lead to a happier life. And humans have the awesome ability to boost their mood with little daily actions, but many people don't know which actions actually make them happy. So for those dumb people who don't know what's making them happy, let's share some of the tips.
We have several tips here.
Quickly maybe go through the list, maybe sure. Just to read out, yeah, so that our listeners will know what's scientists...
On the list.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah, like number one, write down three things that you are thankful for. And the second is look at the stars. And third is spend time outside. And the fourth is act like you are happy, even if you're not. And then you can...
Bake it until you make it.
Yeah, and then fifth...
Fifth is meditate. Sixth, read an adventure story or listen to sad music. Even though you think sad music will put you down, actually it gives you the opportunity to have your emotions expressed and later on get back to a happier state. And we also have go for a walk in nature.
Very obvious, right?
Yeah.
And then set goals, whatever goals you have, and then journal your feelings. The next one is spend money on others. Say, remember, don't spend money on yourself, but others.
I can be the other.
Yeah, and then 12 is to visit local attractions. Do we have one? Do we have attractions?
A lot of attractions.
And then 13 is learn a skill. Oh, that's too tough. And number 14 is eat your lunch on the beach. We don't have beach in Beijing, by the way. And drink coffee. So before the show, I drink coffee. Let's share with our listeners what... Amongst all the 15s, what suits us? Lai Ming, you first.
Write down three things that you are thankful for.
Do you do it every day?
No, because I always, almost always feel happy. So I think this makes a good point because sometimes people whine and they are preoccupied with whatever makes them unhappy, all the while forgetting about actually their life are actually very, very worthwhile. And by writing down the three things that you are thankful for, you are basically reminding yourself about the good things in your life.
Well, to be honest, my little trick here is not on the menu. So
really? You have the extra ones?
Yeah, I'm providing an off-the-menu dish, which is helping others. Uh-huh. When you're down and you don't know how to solve your problems and you feel like there are too many obstacles, challenges in life, I always choose to find another people who's in need for help, and I offer my help. And I realize there are a lot of things that I can do to make others happy. And also, sometimes, just very occasionally, I was reminded that someone else might be in an even worse situation.
You know what? This one actually fits into spend money on others.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's not an extra, but I do have an extra.
Oh.
Do you want it?
What's that?
A tip.
Yeah.
Girls, especially, maybe Lai Ming, you're excluded. Look at yourself in the mirror, especially when you were crying.
Aww. Really?
Just stand in front of a mirror and look into your own eyes and talk to yourself. Reasoning, you know, you can clear your mind after doing that. And then two others work very well for me. One is based on the psychology course I learned because I was trained to be a teacher. So I learned. Is pretend you're happy.
Fake it until you make it.
Because my teacher said if you have to bring a good mood to the class. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, your students are going to get, you know, all the bad mood from you. So even though I had a quarrel with somebody, I put on a smile. That's a fake one. But then it's going to be. And also journaling your feelings. Mm-hmm. This is my long years and years of habit. If I have problems, I don't talk to people. I write.
Very interesting. So by writing down your feelings, you're actually tracking or identifying what's making you unhappy. And a lot of the times people are unhappy because they don't know what's really keeping them unhappy. And knowing this actually is the first step to solving those problems. Well, one thing that I don't quite like is look at the stars, which
because
is not
can't.
Practical.
Me
for
either.
People living
yeah,
city.
We don't have telescope, right?
No.